Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're
Farrah Angelina,
and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we'll welcome super talented singer-songwriter Stephanie Nash. We'll talk with Stephanie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be fun. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, Cody. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Just currently waiting for Stephanie to call in. Already messaged her on Instagram, so she should be calling in any minute.
Okay, actually,
what, Craig? Craig?
Stephanie.
Hello?
In November. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay. I met Stephanie in November when at Mary Cutter's OMG round. She had a terrific voice, so I asked Mary about her. And sure enough, after she completed her round, I told her what a fantastic voice she was. And I asked her to be a guest on the show. And I took a picture with her, and sure, and her voice is spectacular. And I've been a big fan of hers ever since. And that was a
I'll tell you one thing.
Yes, and that's the Dallas Running thing.
If there's anybody in the country music industry that you can believe whatever she says, is Mary Cutter. And Mary knows the industry like the back of her hand.
She is very knowledgeable. And I'm hoping that more and more people in the country industry learn about her show, and then as an artist, hopefully she can expand beyond Nashville and maybe tour the United States. She had asked quite a bit on Instagram, where do you want me to tour? So I'm hoping that we'll get to see her outside Nashville. She can still come to your area in Nashville, Cody, so you don't have to see her in Nashville per se. And hoping I'll see her in New York and New Jersey.
I actually met Mary a couple of years ago. That's when she was I was still living in Kentucky and doing her own little radio show, which I was interviewed for back in 2016. She interviewed me at on the campus of Belmont University. And that was the first time I'd ever met Mary, and it seriously felt like I'd known her my entire life.
And then you saw how what of a sweetheart she was. I met her actually at a 2016. Yeah, it was the 2017 CMA Fest. Actually, I met her. I learned about her when we interviewed her. In 17, we interviewed her, and that's how I realized how fantastic she was as a
booker.
That's been that long, both as a singer songwriter and as a person. And I met her when she did Around the Bell Court Taps that Saturday night at CMA Fest. And since then, you know, like you, I've been in touch with her, I've been on good terms with her.
I tell you somebody else that we need to have back soon. Is Jessica Mack from CNT's Music City. We need to have Jessica back soon. And I'm working on that, actually.
Who? I'm sorry?
Jessica Mack from CNT's Music City.
Oh, it's Jessica, yes. Do you think that she'll be able to come back as a guest on the show?
Oh, absolutely. She actually sent me a liner for the show. See, I've been getting a lot of past guests and a lot of people that we hadn't had on the show yet to record liners for me to play at the start of the show, just like we did with the Farewell Angelina liner earlier. And I reached out to Jessica, and she sent me a couple, so.
I would love to have her back on the show. She was a delight to interview.
Yes, she really was. I have got so many emails of people sending in their liners and stuff for me. I've got liners from Still Ivory, of course, Farewell Angelina, Jessica Mack, Ryan Mundy, Kayla Woodson, a bunch of people. It's just been crazy over here lately, dude.
Well, that's great that you have all these artists that are doing these one-liners to introduce the show. I think it was a terrific idea.
And, you know, I've been wanting to do that for the longest time. I just, thanks to Instagram, I I can email a lot of these people personally, thanks to Instagram, and I just took the chance one day and emailed one person turned into two turned into three, and so on and so on. So.
Oh. Oh, no. So I'm that's great. Then I'm sure you'll be able to get more artists. All right.
So. I hope so. And while we're waiting for Stephanie to call in, I wanted to go ahead and make mention of a couple of shows we've got coming up. Saturday at 4:30 Central, we've got the super talented Michaelin Hayes joining us. I don't know if that's how you say that last name, or I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, Michaelin, but. And then that Saturday at 4:30 Central, and then next Tuesday, also at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Mr. Justin Gilpin, formerly of the rock group Three Doors Down. I don't know if you were a Three Doors Down fan back in the day, Craig. I don't know. But.
No, I was just a fan of the Doors. I wasn't a fan of Doors being down.
Three Doors Down was the soundtrack to, was basically the soundtrack to my high school year. So, I'm excited to talk with Justin next Tuesday.
Yes, that should be fun. Actually, I followed him, and then he reached out to me, and then I told him that I would be interviewing him with you next week, and he thought that was cool.
Yeah. We've been emailing back and forth lately, too, and Justin seems like a good guy.
So that should be a good interview next Tuesday.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about his brand new country project.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. That should be good.
You know, he knows a lot of the same people that we know. Like, he's written with Alyssa Strahan, written with a bunch of our former guests. So that should be a fun show. And I'm trying to schedule something for February 5th, since our guest on that day had cancer, unfortunately. So I'm trying to schedule something for February 5th.
Okay. What are the odds that you'll be able to get Adley Stump?
Probably pretty good, because I kind of met Adley at the National Universe Awards this past year. We kind of met, and of course, I follow her on social media. And I reached out to her a few weeks ago. And this was before I knew that Nikki Sands, who was supposed to be the guest for February 5th, ultimately had canceled. So I'll reach out to Adley again probably tomorrow.
All right. If she's not scheduled by the end, then I'm going to see if I can schedule someone.
Okay. That sounds good. Speaking of Adley, if you don't follow Adley on specifically Instagram, you are missing out, my friend. She is so hilarious.
A lot of Facebook messages, and they're pretty hysterical.
They are pretty funny. She's a pretty funny chick in and of herself. I mean, she's hilarious. She was great co-hosting the fifth annual National Universe Award. She was great at that.
She does seem like that. She's very, very lively and animated.
Her and do you follow her on Instagram, Craig?
I follow her, but I don't interact with her that much. She came up to go, what do you call a Spanish pig? And then her answer was, a pork, P-O-R-Q-U-E.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
Yes, so she said these little oinkers have stolen my heart. So she likes to be very sarcastic, so she has a good sense of humor.
Yes, she does, and when she goes to the awards, her cousin made an appearance at the awards.
With who?
Her pet chicken made an appearance. Adley's pet chicken showed up at the awards.
Oh boy, she's just full of, she's just clucking of fun, isn't she?
Apparently. Of course, it was a video. It was like a video. The actual chicken wasn't there, but it was a video of the chicken, so.
Trust me, I'm sure if we got her
as a guest, I'm sure that she's going to bring lots of yolk in her jokes. Yolk in your jokes. That'll be egg-cracking fun.
If I can get her for February 5th, it is going to be so much fun. I can promise you that.
I'm sure that... trust me, I would be very I'd be ecstatic if you're able to book her as a guest on February 5th.
Yep, like I said, it is going to be so much fun if I can get her. And beyond February 5th, I don't know what we've got coming up beyond February 5th. So that's as far as I've got for now.
Well, then the rest is... We have Corey Spires on February 12th that you scheduled.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about Corey Spires. I'd forgotten about that.
And then I scheduled on the 19th, Katie Andreen, who I heard on the Ty Chuck show without Kelly. Her do a 10-minute tune. I thought she had a 10-minute tune. I thought she had a terrific voice. And...
Right.
I contacted her, and she agreed to do it pretty quickly. So that should also be a fun interview. And we don't have anything scheduled beyond February 19th.
Let me see when this date is, if it affects anything that we do. It shouldn't, but I'm going to check anyway. No, we're good. I was going to say May 25th. Which it's a Saturday. That probably won't affect anything show-wise, but on May 25th, I'll be in Nashville at the Eric Church show.
What show?
The Eric Church.
Oh, wow. So you're going to see him perform at Bridgestone Arena?
Nissan Stadium.
Wow, he sold out Nissan. That's fantastic. Nikki Sands, who is supposed to be our February 5th guest, she said she's touring with him. There's possible she might be performing there as well.
Yeah. I knew she's going out on tour with him. I knew that.
Yes. That's the reason why she wasn't able to do the February 5th show after all.
Right.
For this, I would trust me, I would not to sound mean, but I would blow off this show to be on Eric Church's tour as well, I'm sorry to say. So
I
really hope that you can blow off.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
But,
yes, so I hope that you get better popularity.
It's going to be the Eric Church show is going to be fun. I've only been to a Nissan Stadium once in my entire life, and that was back before it was LP Field, before it was whatever it was. That was back when it was its original name. But this was,
you moved before it was like I think LP Field was the name before.
Huh?
LP Field.
Before LP Field. This was back when it was Adelphia Coliseum.
Really? Oh. I forgot how far LP Field went back.
Oh, gosh. LP Field went back at least 10 years, maybe. Something like that, 10 or 12 years. But this was before LP Field.
Right.
I was there for a Titans preseason game. I forgot who they were playing, but it was October. I do remember that. It wasn't October. It was August. Because preseason's in August, obviously. It was a preseason game. I forgot who they were playing. I think it might have been Cincinnati or somebody like that. But we kind of had nosebleed seats.
Mm.
It was bad.
Oh, so that's where the Bengals played, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you, I didn't, so you went all the way. Well, Cincinnati, Ohio, is very close to Kentucky.
No, they were playing in Nashville. But they were playing at the Titan Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the players looked about 3 inches tall. And they were slow. They were bad slow.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hello? So this must have been a while ago, like 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, gosh, this was about 15 years ago, probably.
That's a long time. Oh, wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been about maybe 15 years ago, something like that.
I think we're going to... I think we're going to have to reschedule Stephanie. I don't know why. I just spoke to her, I think it was yesterday or Sunday to confirm today. So I'm really a little surprised that she hasn't called in. So
it is what it is. I mean...
It is what it is.
It is what it is,
yes.
You know.
I'll leave it up to you. Yes, I'll leave it up to you if you want to reschedule, if you will let her reschedule.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I'm going to.
Absolutely.
So I will. Yeah, so this we can talk off air about. So I hope that Saturday's show works out well. I'm going to leave right now. It's a few minutes to 6 o'clock anyway.
But I'll talk to you Saturday, hopefully.
Talk to you Saturday, Cody, hopefully. Have a good night.
Man, I'll talk to you later. All right, you too.
Bye.
Well, like Craig said, or like both of us said, this coming Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Michaela Hay joining us. And then next Tuesday we have the super talented Mr. Justin Biltman, former bassist for the band Three Doors Down, joining us to talk about his brand new country project and you know. It's always puzzled me why rockers and pop artists or whatever choose country. I know a lot of them have probably been brought up on country music. A lot of them have said that in press releases, interviews, et cetera, et cetera. But it's always been interesting to me. Why? Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hey, it's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hold on 1 second, please. Okay, thank you for doing this today.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. Sorry for all the, for some reason it wasn't going through right, but now I got you, so we're all good to go.
Not a problem, not a problem. You actually, I just missed my co-host, and my co-host just hung up, so.
Oh, he just hung up?
He just hung up, but I think he might be calling in pretty soon, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I was just having a hard time getting a hold of y'all, so now we're good, getting better here.
Not a problem, not a problem. So, I wanted to ask, because we've only got about 15 minutes left of airtime, or maybe 30, but anyway, I wanted to ask how you got into country music in the first place.
Well, I actually sang my whole life, started in church and took voice lessons for a while, and I actually kind of had that country twang going on before all that. And I've always been really connected with country music as a little girl. And I started writing young. And when I moved to Nashville, I didn't really move to pursue it as much as be with my family and with the farm. But it kind of, you know, came to me. I met some people, and now it's been about a 9-month journey just writing and finally getting in the studio. So it's kind of a little journey I've been on since I started.
Well, hi Stephanie. This is great.
I'm just happy to.
I'm sorry for what happened before, but I'm just happy to hear your voice now.
Oh yeah, we're good to go.
Yes. So.
Awesome. So, I wanted to ask too. As an artist, whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what inspires or motivates you?
I think the biggest thing is most of the songs I write are by myself. I don't co-write a lot, and when I do, it's a blessing, but I do love everything that kind of comes to me, and I think the biggest motivation is experience and going through things, just like any other artist. They want to put out some genuine and humble music. For me, it's mostly to bring back a little bit of the 90s country feel and have that really genuine country music. So that's what my heart has been being put towards.
Right. We played the single that you sent over for us earlier on the show called "Your Love Was Bad for Me." Now I host every Friday at 4:30 Central. I host what's called Indie Country Radio, and I'll gladly add the song to the rotation for you because that song is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love, actually, that's just one of the songs that I've been working on. It's, as of now, it's not going to be my single, Like I said, I've been taking my time. I haven't released anything just because I've been writing and we've been recording so much. But that song, yeah, I mean, it. As soon as we got done with it and I got the masters back, it was everything that I would have hoped for in a real, like, genuine, slow country song. So thank you for that. That means a lot.
Absolutely. You know, I always ask this question to my guests, and it's always interesting to hear their responses to this. Now, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Well, I'm not very deep into it yet. The biggest thing for me that's been a kind of a standstill is networking. At this point, you know, I am changing. At this point, I'm moving to Nashville to try to kind of go out more and get my name out there more. But it is hard because I'm not 100% committed just to riding all day and recording all night. Like, I have a farm and I'm a cycle instructor, and, you know, that, I mean, it's, I'm trying to provide as well. I mean, my family comes first. This is kind of something that's been pursuing me for a while, but I think any career change, it would be just to, like, network more or just find some more opportunities. I realize I don't have music out yet, so I think I'm going to stand still until then, you know, booking shows and getting people to see who I am, but I'm not going to let that stop me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right. That's awesome. Okay. this is always a fun question to ask. If you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, well, I mean, dairy farming. I mean, that's what that's what we've done our whole life, and that's what I've always wanted to do. I went to college for it, and I love it. So, I mean, if a dream comes and people love my music, I will sing because it's been a long time coming, but farming and animals, dairy cows in general, will always be a good love and passion of mine.
In your career, go ahead, Craig.
Yes, Stephanie, I was going to ask you, are you, two questions. One, are you fully moved into Nashville, or are you just in the process of moving to Nashville and going back and forth between Nashville and where you live now? And two, do you see yourself performing more frequently, such as at during when festivals will be in Nashville, such as Tin Pan South and CMA Fest in June?
Yeah, I mean, the goal would be to kind of get my foot in the door. It's a lot harder than you think. I know there's a lot of artists that come through Nashville, but the first question, let me answer that first. No, I'm not fully moved. So as of now, I've been driving back and forth about an hour from the farm to Nashville, trying every night. You know, I get up pretty early, so as long as my body can take it, I'm down here listening and encouraging some other artists that I've met. At the end of February, beginning of March, I will be fully moved down here to have a place down here. And the second question is, I have sent in my CMA Fest tryout, so I guess we'll just see how I go from there. But like I said before, it's been really hard for me to get my name out there and get my foot in the door, even get rounds. It's been hard because I don't go out as much.
Do you think that would increase more once you're here in Nashville full time and live?
Yeah, I think so. I think the first thing would be to get a single out because we've been talking about it for 2 months now. That being said, like, I really do believe in my music. I think it's unique and I think it's different, and it's bringing back original, good home, good heart country. So I think once I do release a single, and then from there it would be an EP or even maybe a second single, they'll see how serious I am about my writing, and I think a lot of people will start to take me a little bit more seriously as well.
If they hear you sing, I think they definitely would take you seriously. Like I did when I heard you sing at Mary Cutter's OMG back in November. I was really overwhelmed at how incredible your voice was. And that's why, and from there, I'm a huge avid supporter of you as professionally and personally.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, the little rounds that I have been at, I've gotten some really great writes with some bigger writers. So that's helped me. It's just hard when I'm not in the inner circle and, you know, most of the same artists that have been here for, you know, a couple years, they play the rounds every week and, you know, you got to find your place there and you have to let them know that, you know, you're trying to support them as well. They, you know, I just need a shot here once in a while. So
I think you will get your shot, Stephanie. It might happen when you least expect it, but I think you will make your mark.
Yeah, I'm praying for that.
Yes.
You know, and I've just got to tell you, if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's promotion for a single or whatever it is, we're more than happy to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm really grateful that you guys asked me to be on here. And I'm telling you, music is coming. My single is coming. But my producer, Kent Wells, is not rushing anything. And I'm definitely taking his advice on that. I don't want to rush anything and ruin an opportunity to put out an even better song. So why we're waiting so long is I went in the studio last week to record two more songs out of the four that I've already recorded. And one of those songs, I'm just waiting to see what it sounds like. I mean, I want to put out my best stuff first to introduce me as an artist. And then from there, I mean, the EP is, I mean, you heard the slow song, but there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of things that people can relate to. I really do believe in my music, so.
And you do have a very passionate voice, and I do believe, Stephanie, that once people see you perform live, they'll see it too, and then they'll believe in you too and be very passionate about seeing you perform and following you as well as just
absolutely.
As much as I am and Cody are, and then they'll buy your music, listen to it on social media, you know, all the other applications like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and I.
Yeah, I mean, Mary has been a big friend of mine. She actually got me another round February 21st, so I'll be playing again at Oh My God, I'm a Songwriter. So she's been really passionate about my voice as well, so I'm really thankful for her.
You know, Mary is a good friend of mine, too. I met Mary for the first time back in, I want to say, 2016. And since then, she's just become one of my absolute dearest friends.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's a great, great person. She's really passionate about her music as well.
I think this may be the last question I've got for you, but when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won CMA after CMA, which is going to happen for you, what's one thing, what a legacy or impact would you like to have on the industry?
I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is I don't want to be known for monotoning my voice or not being able to perform the songs that I sing on a record that I can't sing in person just as genuinely or just as good as I do on that CD. I know one of the biggest artists that has influenced me is Leanne Rimes, and I'll tell you, she sounds the same. She's so genuine. Her voice is powerful. I kind of just want to have the reputation of being known to just sing my heart out and have people realize that Every word and every, you know, lyric is coming from that, and it's genuine and it's true.
And it's I think you can accomplish that, and I'm rooting so hard for you.
Thank you so much.
So am I, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
When the next time you're in Nashville, I really hope you're performing so I get to see you perform.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do, you know, some band things here and there to get my stuff ready, but, you know, I would really love an acoustic set over in a band. I love, like, just that genuine acoustic country old sound. So we'll see what happens with that.
You know,
you would consider performing as part of an acoustic band, like being the lead singer?
I think I want to stay individually, but I'm just stating, like, you know, 10 South or like the CMA Fest. You know, there's some acoustic sets that go on around there, and I'd really like to have one of those spots other than a cool band, and kind of tell my story through my songs.
You know, I love acoustic shows much more than a full band production, because I think acoustic shows show off a singer's talent more than a full band production does.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, and that's why. And that's why every time I'm in Nashville, of course, I only live about 3 hours from Nashville, so I go pretty much every chance I possibly get. But that's why one of my favorite spots in Nashville is The Row. It's all acoustic. It's one of the best places in Nashville, I think, to find acoustic shows.
Yeah, that's a great place. I've actually been talking to that guy that runs it about playing there sometime. So maybe that would be in my future as well.
Oh, Mike Bunting,
oh,
I think his name is.
A last question I had for you before we let you go, but is there anything that we haven't covered today let's talk about?
I think, I mean, we covered everything. I mean, the biggest thing would just be to look out for my new music that's coming and try to be patient with me. I know it's been a little bit of a wait, but there's a reason for that. So it'll be good in the end. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking about 25 or 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much, and I hope I, you know, put out some music that you guys are expecting as well.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it will sound fantastic, Stephanie.
Oh, it will.
Thank you guys for having me, and don't lose touch. We'll keep talking here in the next couple of months as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
It's been an honor.
Yeah, you guys too.
And you're always more than welcome back on the show anytime that you want to come back home.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, maybe after I release my music, that'd be a good time to kind of talk about the song that I choose.
Absolutely.
Right.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, I'll let you go and let you get back to your evening, but I thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, thank you all so much. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Take care, Stephanie.
Well, that was a little shorter interview than I would have liked, but still, I mean, we got some great stuff out of it.
Yes, we did. Listen, I do believe that we will have the opportunity to interview her again in the near future once her music comes out, as she just said. So I'm sure this is not the last time we'll have heard of Stephanie Nash.
No.
So it's quality that we got in, not quantity that it counts.
Right, exactly. I think I'm going to let you go again. And I'll talk to you on Saturday.
Okay, so I'll speak to you in a couple of days, Cody. Have a good evening.
But I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our kind of late interview with the lovely Miss Stephanie Nash. Like I said earlier, before Stephanie called in, Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have had the super talented Miss Kaylin Hay joining us. And if I'm butchering that name, I'm sorry, Kaylin. If you're out there listening, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name completely. But next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have former Three Doors Down bassist Justin Biltman joining us to talk about his adventure into the country music industry. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.